This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Most important thing happening. We got new immigration rules down at the border. We have the economy. Those are a couple of big ones. I want to talk about what you want to talk about. So you, let's start with the big news.
I thought the press forgiving student loan debt to disabled vets was pretty huge.
Wasn't that awesome?
Yesterday.
Yeah.
How's that?
Funny, I don't see the Democratic presidential candidates talking about that. They want to just do it for everybody and, you know, bust the bank, as usual. That is a good story. You're absolutely right. It was a dandy. This person is just a, I mean, the Energizer Bunny. They just don't quit. It's just, you know, one initiative after another. Keep going. Unbelievable. Telephone number is 800-228-0550. Toll free. Telephone number is 701-258-0550. Email studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Or me directly, scotth@flagfamily.com. Todd is gone through tomorrow, back on Monday. But you can text me at 701-367-2054, 701-367-2054. What do you believe the most important story of the day is right now, the week, or the, you know, what's top of mind for you? I want to know. Feel like a little bit like it's the dog days of summer. You know, where you just kind of, you're in that period where school's starting and summer's winding down and you're just kind of, you know, not really too revved up about much of anything. But I am rarely like that. I'm always revved up about something. Question is, how can we best serve you? What stories do you want to talk about, get off your chest today? Okay, you can do that. 800-228-0550. Also on the show today, Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford will be here later this hour. Yesterday, he toured the Garden Creek spill. It's a One Oak project up near Watford City. There was a leak on that pipeline, a spill back in 2015. Initially reported, I guess, as a thin leak, they call it. They didn't believe there was much in the way of spills. Turns out there was more. Some climate change lefty, you know, environmental extremist blog found some document that they claimed that the state was covering this up somehow, or the company was, put some ridiculous number out there of a spill that had happened of 5.5 million gallons, not true, numbers like 240,000. Anyway, the lieutenant governor was there yesterday, so we'll get some facts on that to inform the reporting that is out there. Also, Hogan Gidley will be here. He is deputy assistant to the president, principal deputy press secretary. Love Hogan. He just does a great job of representing the president, really, which is, you know, his job, being a spokesperson for the president, but laying out really important issues. He also has to deal with the fake news media. He has to wrangle all of them. This Flores settlement announcement that was put out yesterday by the president could be a big game changer down at the border. Hearing from a lot of folks of how well this has been thought out and done, so we're going to talk a little bit about that with Hogan today, too, on the program. As I was watching the president yesterday, happened shortly after the show, where he was doing what he does more and more of now, and that is hold his own press conferences, either on his way out of the White House or on the way on to Air Force One. He does these little mini press conferences. And I don't know why this struck me. And somebody said, Rush mentioned the same thing later in the day. But he has completely removed the spotlight from the mainstream media. You remember when Jim Acosta from NBC News would get up, hey, Jim Acosta, NBC News, and the camera's on him, and he's going on and on and on and trying to act like a big shot, right? And now the camera's not on the press. It shouldn't be. The camera shouldn't be on the press.
Ever.
They're there to ask a question. They're not there to be, you know, Twitter stars or anything else. But what struck me yesterday is that you only see the president. And so he's bouncing back and forth with the media, deciding who he's going to talk to. He decides. And you only see him. So their moment in the sun is not there. I love it. Absolutely love it. But that's, you know, I don't know. I've seen this happen. I've watched it. That didn't strike me until yesterday. You know, that's what he's doing. There's no need for it. I mean, that's why they're getting a little bit longer, too. It isn't just like a question or two, which most presidents do. It's many. And Obama, you know, he'd take 3, 4, 5 questions and take hours to answer them. Go on and on and on and on. New game in town. I love it. Absolutely love it. So that's kind of good news. What else? Email in already about a topic that we have been tackling on the program. This one comes from TJ. Please ask the North Dakota DOT how they justify the expenditure of installing cabling on the I-29 corridor. There is no record of head-on collisions to warrant the cable. To be proactive is a lame excuse, especially since they've received feedback and comments against the project. Motorcycles, wildlife, snowplows, small cars, and others now have a hazard to deal with in the cables. Insurance rates will continue going up as what was a slide into the ditch getting pulled out, go on your way, will now be vehicle damage due to cables slicing through your vehicle.
Yep. Good point.
I don't know what they're talking about, the cables.
Well, you go into the ditch, and under the cables are under the snow at that point. So, you know, if you really plow into the ditch, normally you would just go into the snow and
is there cables instead of the actual guardrail?
Yes, cables right down in the center of the median.
Because I know they called it a cabling system when we asked about it.
Yep, cables in the median.
And I certainly have heard from enough motorcyclists. I guess my biggest concern is, all right, number one, what's the problem? What is the problem we're trying to solve?
The cars going through the median onto the other into oncoming traffic.
Okay.
Into the other.
How often does that happen?
Very rare. Very rarely. One did south of town here on I-29, south of Fargo.
All right, so
a year ago or whatever. Very rare.
If I were the family that lost a loved one based on that, I'd probably want it too. But my bigger question is, does this happen enough to warrant doing this, right? Because you can't obviously fix everything. So that seems a little odd. But I first want to know what problem we're trying to solve. Okay, this happened then. Does it happen a lot? What's the justification for the expense? Second of all, do these critics have a point about the extra hazard it presents them? So are we fixing a rare problem and causing a bigger one? You know, and some folks have suggested they just spend the money to spend it. They need a project, and they want to spend it, so they put it on that rather than on something else. I don't know. But we've asked the DOT about this. You got a lot of feedback after we did, and we're going to do a follow-up. We're working on that, okay? So we'll have answers for you soon, but TG, I appreciate the email very much. Thanks a lot. All right, others as well. Here's a text message from a listener. It says, this is the news I'm following today. It's from The Hill. California is planning to build the world's largest overpass.
Oh, I saw this.
To help wildlife cross the freeway.
Yeah!
This is newly approved by Los Angeles officials to light up plans for a special overpass meant to allow wildlife living around the city to move over a high-traffic freeway without being put in harm's way by cars.
We got to do this in our neighborhood up here in the upper Midwest, Scotty. Deer bridges all over North Minnesota, northern Wisconsin, North Dakota. What do you think? I'm sure the deer and the coyotes and the fox and all of them, they'll just look at the signs and cross over the bridge.
I don't know enough about the particular situation, but it does seem like, again, sort of similar to this, you're fixing a problem that, you know, is rare. I mean, it's Los Angeles. There's a lot of traffic. I get it. So, but, you know, what is the expense versus what is the problem? Only in California
exactly.
Would they do this.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, state's broken. Let's do this.
How many babies do they... every year, do they eliminate in California? And they're worried about, you know, wildlife.
Roadkill.
Now, again, yeah. It can be a hazard to the motorists, too. That's true. Is the bridge over the Rio Grande? It is not. I'm sorry. Texter asked that question. So they already have animal crossings in North Dakota that go under the roads.
Oh.
Okay.
Well, there you go.
All right. Yeah. Just worry. Wish we'd worry as much about babies as we do about... animals. There are a lot of people that worry more about animals than the legal killing of unborn children. I'll never understand that. What's big news to you? Lay it on me. 258-0550 or comment on this. You're welcome.
The Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO and AM 550 KFYR. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, Pumpkin Fest, and Robot Camp for Kids. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center. Tioga's average median age is 39.6 years old with a median income of $73,000 per year, supporting nearly 140 businesses in the Tioga area. And we welcome new businesses and industries with plenty of active community groups that support the business environment. Tioga also supports local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, and electronics and coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. Please visit us in Tioga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.tiogand.org. That's tiogand.org.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Any bumper music that has a cowbell in it, I'm for it. I love it. I bring it on.
To be honest, I could use a little more cowbell.
Yeah, give me some more cowbell.
A little more cowbell.
That's right. 20 past the hour on What's on Your Mind. Happy Thursday to you, my friends. I'm Scott Hinnon. Kevin Flynn is here. Daniel's answering your calls when you call us today on the program. And Todd, the radio god Mitchell, back on Monday. Brought to you in part by our friends at DAC Diesel. You hear us talk about CJ and the team. The things they can do are amazing. Find out more, by the way, at DACDiesel.com. They've got a great website. A lot of great information there. They're in Bismarck and servicing anything diesel. They do house calls. So I call them house calls. I don't know if CJ calls them house calls, but they'll come to you saying, well, here's what we can do, or let me take a look. Repair, maintenance. Maintenance, very important. Save you a lot of money down the road. Plan for it. 701-258-5011. 701-258-5011. Get on that docket for September right now at DAC Diesel. Okay? Okay. Ben in Rolog, Minnesota. What's on your mind this morning, Ben? Go ahead.
Well, I was talking to your screener, and it's the harvest time in the, you know, Minnesota, North Dakota.
Yeah.
And I've farmed all my life, and the farmers now have, back in the last 20 years, they've quit swathing their grains. And a lot of it's got to do with swathers can only get so big and all that. And the farmers have got huge. But the application of Roundup on ripe grain to kill any weeds in there so they can straight cut it. Well, the people are complaining about chemicals in their food. Well, here you're putting on a Roundup a week, 10 days just before you harvest it. That can do nothing but go into the grain. And I'm just wondering how nobody has looked at that. And I'm a farmer, so I'm not, you know, saying chemicals are bad, but I sure don't put them on 10 minutes before I harvest it, or 10 days.
What is your cutoff? What do you normally say?
Well, we put on Roundup in the spring, you know, on soybeans and corn and stuff. But just before you harvest it, that's a little, to me, that seems a good reason not to do it, because it's got to go in the crop, and they're finding Roundup and cereals and all sorts of stuff. And, well, there's a good reason.
All right. Let's see if anybody else shares your concern, Ben, okay?
Yeah, and I think the main reason is the farmers have got so big they don't want to swath, and you can only get so big a swather, but the combine heads now 40, 45 feet so they can go like crazy. But it's still the safety aspect, cause, and I'm not saying this to, you know, ban chemicals, because we use them too. So I just thought I'd call that in.
Any of the new news on Roundup stats, the reason for your concern, or would you say
well,
that anything?
They're finding Roundup in cereals and other foods because it's just being put on before they harvest.
Yeah. Again.
I don't want to drink the darn stuff.
Too close to harvest. All right, let's see if others agree with you, Ben. I appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. Steve Fargo, go. You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, guys, just wanted to comment on those overpass or underpass for wild game. I'm sure the cost is quite expensive, but they are very effective if used properly. And it's a complicated process as to whether the over or under is better and what the corridors are that they're trying to protect. But it's a game changer. They use them in a lot of the western states. I don't know about California, but like Montana and Washington and Utah and that type of thing where you've got major roadways that are blocking, you know, normal significant corridors and travel routes for wild game. And by putting them in, they literally save hundreds of animals. We're not talking about, you know, because they can't get through. So they either make it to their wintering grounds or don't, or they get hit by cars or don't. It's a big deal. And it's a major expense. I get it. But they're trying to look at, you know, can we coexist with, you know, wildlife and have highways and have cities, and this is one of the approaches that they're looking at.
Interesting, Steve. Appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. I wonder how they get the wildlife to put up a sign and say, hey, guys,
well,
over
you
got
to funnel them in there somehow, because that's what I'm saying. I mean, you got
the signs won't work for them, right? Like wildlife crossing.
And you got to have fences high enough they can't jump.
They can't read. Call came in off the air. Listen to this.
Yeah, good morning. We're forgetting about one thing. We're forgetting about Kevin Kramer going on with Sandra Smith yesterday, talking about Disco Elizabeth wanting to take care of her dapple out there. She wants to ruin the state of North Dakota. She doesn't care about us, I guess. But thank God for Kevin. He come on there, and just wish they'd let them guys talk a little more and give them a little more time. I mean, really, it's not even a justice, but anybody with common sense gets it, I guess. So, yeah, and as far as the press with President Trump yesterday, I seen that. He hammered him pretty good. I've noticed that lately, too. He hasn't been giving him any coverage. It's about time. He put that one guy from MSNBC in his place. Thank God. anyway, keep on America. Thanks.
Keep on America.
Keep on America.
Thank you for the call. Also, I would add, we did, by the way, have Senator Kramer. We actually simulcast that. We saw that he was coming on, and so we broadcast that the other day. He did a nice job. One of the reasons that Fox asked him to come on is because he tweeted a reply to Elizabeth Warren to the craziness on Dapple. So,
Disco Elizabeth.
Yeah, what's that? I don't know. Is that her?
She came out. You didn't see the thing from McAllister College? She came out dancing like she was doing this dance. Then she was all Googling.
I've seen that. She always
goofy.
She flails her hands along all the time. Where was she yesterday? California. I saw something. I watched and just laughed. Tells us, never mind. It's just boring. But anyway, when she comes out, she seems to go a little gaga. Like that. But who called her Disco? Where'd that come from?
He did. Her caller came up with it. But that's
his name for her.
Yeah.
I got it. All right.
Yeah.
All right.
She went like full on. They called it, Elaine from Seinfeld when she did like that seizure dance.
Not pretty. Yeah. Texter says, I agree with Ben on putting on Roundup right before Harvest. Shouldn't be done. That's Amy and Mayville. I saw a Facebook message there. Appreciate that. Another texter says, I think there's an animal crossing on Highway 85 by Watford City. We just like making fun of California. Just let us make fun of California, can we? I travel in Minnesota and Iowa a lot. I-80 is a continuous cable guard. Huge expense. They have crews fixing them continuously. Well, again, let's give me some stats. Are they working? Another texter on the Roundup question, because every time you swath 9 times out of 10, it rains, and it rains, and it rains, and then the wheat grows through the swaths. That's why we quit swatting. Okay, thank you. I've heard you need to ingest 68,000 loaves of bread per year to get a trace of glyphosate, isn't it? Okay. And somebody else wanted us to watch the YouTube deer crossing signs from Fargo. I remember. I saw it on the radio. It won't work. Texter says, I used to think wildlife overpasses were dumb, but they work. Mule deer and elk migrate, unlike whitetail. They funnel them with fences and natural barriers. That goes to your point, Kev. They funnel them. You got to funnel them there.
Yeah, I know, but again, we're just trying to make fun of California.
Yeah, don't interrupt us in making fun of California.
You know what? It is privately funded, the one in L.A. that they're doing, like $87 million privately funded. So
I asked earlier what you considered the big news today, and someone shared this. A Missouri councilwoman was sworn into office. Now, normally when you're sworn into office, you'd use what, Kevin?
Bible.
A Bible, right.
Unless you're Ilhan or whatever, Tlaib, then you use a Quran.
Okay, a few of those have, yes.
Yep.
And another Minnesota guy, Keith Ellison.
Yeah.
But this councilwoman, St. Louis County councilwoman, was sworn into office using a Dr. Seuss book.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
And the council doesn't require them to be sworn in with a Bible.
Oh, man.
So she said, the places you'll go will be the deal for me.
Ugh.
Wow. Wow, 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 wow. More after this.
Ethanol is very important to North Dakota agriculture. And it's important to Castleton, North Dakota. Morgan Fornes, superintendent of Central Cass Schools, tells us how important the Tharaldson ethanol plant is to Castleton and the region.
Well, we certainly couldn't have done what we needed and what happened here in the last 2 years without the ethanol plant. You know, not only are they a great, tax-paying entity for the community, but the investment in creating a vibrant economy here locally in the city of Castleton and actually regionally with the agricultural community is second to none.
That tax base has expanded the school for 21st century learning, plus a beautiful new athletic facility. But the impacts are community-wide.
The businesses in any community is vital to the success of a community, and the ethanol plant is just a great example of that. Not only the economic power that they bring to the community, but job creation, tax-paying entity, everything along those lines.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The once huge Democratic field for the White House has grown smaller in recent hours as Washington State Governor Jay Inslee has announced he's dropping out of the 2020 fray. Also, John Hickenlooper, the former Colorado governor, has announced he's leaving the presidential race to officially run for U.S. Senate. The Danish Prime Minister is still expressing shock over President Trump's abrupt cancellation of a scheduled state visit to Denmark next month. But Mette Frederiksen says she's hoping this will not affect relations between the two countries.
This does not change the character of our good relations. And we will, of course, from Denmark, continue our ongoing dialogue with the U.S.
Reports are Trump canceled the trip after Denmark refused to consider selling Greenland to the United States. This is USA Radio News.
This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck. This is truck oil. This is hunting, fishing, camping way off the grid oil. This is climbing mountains in the rain, snow, and mud oil. This is hauling the world's greatest tailgate party halfway across the country, oil. This is not top-down cruising to the corner store for cupcakes oil. This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck, just for your truck and SUV, oil. Find Shell Rotella Gas Truck at your local Advance Auto Parts today.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
For the wildlife, North Dakota was ahead of the ball on there. The high traffic of trucks around the Watford City and Williston area, when they did the new highway, there has been at least one of them that I know of, because the danger of wildlife never getting across the road, and that's been done already. I'm sure if you put some feelers out, you'll get more correct information on it. Thanks.
Appreciate the heads up on that. We love being first. We still like making fun of California, though. We just can't get around that. Yeah.
Well, you know, and I...
They'll make it a super highway for wildlife.
Out west, you know, you've got elk, you've got herds of animals. I mean, yeah. Los Angeles, what, you got the occasional mountain lion, apparently, that wants to cross the road, or, a deer here and there?
Yeah, I would think in the metropolitan areas, it'd be long gone to be in America.
You think, but...
You never know. My Pillow was one of our fine sponsors, as you know, and Mike Lindell, the founder, the inventor of My Pillow, said, hey, your listeners have helped us build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, now going global. And so the inventor and CEO of MyPillow wants to give back to the listeners of this program. And if you go to MyPillow.com, you'll find great discounts on all the products. Right now, just click on the Radio Listener Special link. Save up to 50% on MyPillows, mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. The works. Here's a good example. I've been using the Body Pillow, which is regularly $89.99. Promo code Scott gets you that Body Pillow. $89.99 normally for $29.99. No kidding. And remember, all My Pillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials, save up to 50%. 800-506-9028. 50%! Oh, my gosh. All right. Chris Berg is tweeting from... Point of View, which you watch on KX4 in eastern North Dakota at 6:30, and also West Dakota Fox at 9:30 out west, that Congressman Jason Lewis, former Congressman Jason Lewis, Minnesota, former radio talk show host as well, good guy, fills in for Rush on occasion, is announcing today that he will be taking on Senator Tina Smith. I know what you're saying. Who's Tina Smith? Yeah, a lot of people are saying that. Tina Smith was the lieutenant governor for Mark Dayton, who was appointed by Mark Dayton to fill the spot from Al Franken when he had to resign in disgrace. So, glad to hear it. Love Jason Lewis. He is a great communicator. And that's really important in a Senate race. But it is Minnesota, after all. He'll need help, Minnesotans. John in Washburn, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hey. Yeah, let's see. Crazyfornia. Streets full of homeless, needles and feces. They're at war with plastic, and they're building animal overpasses. I'm glad they have their priorities straight. You know, there used to be a saying in the 70s or so, I think they used to say, as goes California, so goes the rest of the country. And I would steal that movie line, be afraid, be very afraid. Hey, do you guys still do the Wheel of Meat?
On occasion we do the Wheel of Meat, yeah. Yep.
Is that something you do today or no time?
We don't have the Wheel of Meat fired up. I think it's in for maintenance, isn't it, Kevin?
I think so, yeah.
It was squeaking kind of loud in the control room there.
We can bring it back, though.
Yeah. We'll work on getting it back and make sure we make it known so you can call back in, John.
Yeah, you got to put some bacon grease on it.
Cool. It's not a bad idea.
It worries me here in this state with, obviously, every power they get, they're going to abuse red flag laws, et cetera. And the needle exchange here, now that I guess they have in Bismarck, this is not a good sign when it becomes an accepted behavior. When you go to the actual facts, it encourages said behavior. And, and however politically incorrect this may be, I think this is the whole Soros and other Soros initiative. It's the equivalent of, say, giving the Indians fire water or something, undermining from within. Give them enough rope, they'll harm themselves. And I really see more than a hygiene issue that this is what's at play here. And kind of breaks my heart. I moved out here from out east, which they destroyed, and then I hear a needle exchange is open. So that means it's an accepted behavior.
Let me tell you what... one of the sponsors of legislation on this in the last legislature said about it. Representative Gretchen Dilbervich, a Democrat from Fargo, said needle exchange programs are a successful point of entry into substance use disorder treatment and recovery for many participants. Needle exchange programs also help keep used needles and syringes off streets, out of parks and playgrounds, and reduce the risk of overdose.
Well, they have that in California, and so I was just seeing last night in San Fran and L.A., and they're handing out the needles, and the streets are full of them.
Yeah, and that's my question on these deals. I mean, that's a utopia.
But hey,
that has been communicated here, a perfect world. But you know what? I want to know more. I want to know, does it work? Is it, as you say, if it's not doing any good, then we're just enabling.
But they fixed that plastic straw problem. Got
That's
that
right.
fixed.
Yeah. Thankfully, that hasn't come to North
yeah.
Dakota yet. That's
yeah,
a California deal.
That was keeping me up at night.
All right, John, you take
All
care.
Right.
Good to hear from you. Thank you very much. 800-228-0550 text us if you like. Michael sends us a Facebook message. Says, if not for Monsanto innovation, half the world would be starving. Liberals love attacking Monsanto. Interesting take.
I saw a meme. It showed all the garbage and the stuff in Skid Row in Los Angeles, and it said, not a plastic straw in sight, though.
Another texter says, keep in mind that when your DOT construction budget is 90% federal funding, you do what federal highway requires, or you don't have a budget. All right, well, there again, I want to know that. Another texter says, the cable guard rail in the I-29 median was tested at the Texas Transportation Institute. Listeners can go on the Internet to find more information. All right. Very interesting. All right. We received a text yesterday from a listener that said, hey, I heard that a company in the Watford City area reported a material spill of 10 gallons, but it's actually 200,000 gallons or more. North Dakota might be lax on environmental law enforcement, but this laxness does not give this company or others license to push the limits of the law or violate the law. Governor Burgum should call the CEO of the violating company in this matter and give them a royal butt-chewing. That story you might have heard about is about One Oak and a spill that happened in 2015 at a gas plant near Watford City. Our next guest, Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford, has been there, and there's been some erroneous reporting on this by some different news organizations that really aren't news organizations, that are more climate change organizations. So we want to get to the bottom of this and the facts, and that's why we asked the Lieutenant Governor to join us today on the program. Brent, thanks for being here.
Thank you. Appreciate the opportunity as always.
So I understand you were there yesterday. Tell us what you know.
Yeah, we happened to be in Watford City in the Watford City area for another test. It was a EERC and Department of Energy looking at recycling saltwater, brine water from oil production. Pretty exciting things going on out there. So after that event, we with Nuvera as well, and so public-private federal partnership there, looking at solving one of our challenges with brine water, produced water out in oil patch. But the other, the other thing we did was we took the liberty to run over to the Garden Creek plant complex and see what was going on. And first thing to note is that I think people are alarmed when they see the name Garden Creek, but that's the name of the gas plant where the controlled spill occurred. And it was Garden Creek 1. There's actually 3 plants on site now, and very orderly plant site, as you can imagine, and following all the rules. And it just happened to be that this, now they have these condensate lines above ground, but this one was buried in, and they found some seepage around the pipeline. This is in 2015, right? And their borehole was dug down to the point where straight down into it, and where the 10 came from was that the 10 barrel that was reported was how much filled the borehole, and so that was the reporting. We don't know how many, and the report said we don't know, it's an unknown amount how much is accumulated, but this is the amount that's physically been captured at this point as you put in the initial notification. And as the Department of Health, who is now DEQ, has reported with the press, that you don't modify that initial report. What you do is then start the mediation. And they've gone through a system of liquid collection for the last 4 years and gathered the 240,000 gallons. And the site has test wells on it. It has a devaporizing machine on it now. So now they're at the point of the liquid is no longer hitting the collection well. So now they're actually taking the vapor out of the soil and getting rid of the, actually flaring that off as they collect the vapor. So it's quite a complicated setup. And according to rules, according to DEQ, they've been very responsible. They know it's not hitting groundwater sources. They know it's not getting into drinking water. They know it's contained to the site. It's within the plant complex. The plant sits on 160 acres, and it's a 26 acre area that they've identified where the spill actually migrated into the soil. And so it's been being remediated for 4 years. And where the controversy came from is kind of interesting. But you can find sense in the tens that was initially reported, and the 240,000 is what's been collected, and then the 11 million barrels, or gallons, the Exxon Valdez type comparison that was made in some of those reports was if you look at the volume that formation of soil and that area could hold maximum amount with the volume, when you figure out the volume of area that is in that at that elevation, etc., the geology was 11 million gallons. So they scoped their mediation plan based on worst case scenario would be if the whole thing was full, it's that big. And so that's the memo that ended up being distributed was basically that. And, not knowing any idea how much was down there actually, and thinking it was smaller, but as you go along into these things and you keep digging, that's when you find out. So the follow-up is the DEQ would like to have more progress reporting on spills. They would like to have that be public, and they think that would make a lot more sense so that you wouldn't have this concern about how it goes from 10 to 240,000.
But it sounds like under the current rules, the 10 gallons is actually what they knew at the moment that report was done. And then the next one was how many total? Unknown. So it doesn't sound to me like they did anything wrong. And obviously, like you say, now maybe, updates would give people information as you go along so you can know. But more after this with Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford on this. Don't go away.
Want to make quality silage bales on a budget? Your local Northern Region New Holland dealer has what you need. The new RF450 Super Feed Round Baler from New Holland. It produces dense, heavy 4x5 bales, including silage bales, with up to 80% moisture. It tackles large swaths at high speed, forms heavy bales with 7 floor rolls and a chain and slat system inside the rugged bale chamber. Visit your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today to learn more about the RF450 Super Feed Round Baler.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we've got a solution. Polyjacking. Similar to mudjacking, polyjacking requires smaller holes and does not retain moisture, meaning less heaving and a quicker dry time with longer lasting results. Polyjacking, the practical solution to concrete replacement. To learn more, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Your Norway professionals are Juven Tours and Travel. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hannon. My wife, Maria, and I had the honor of being part of two trips now over the last 4 years to Norway. And it is amazing. It is almost indescribable. The beauty you see there is unlike anything you see anywhere in the world. All together, the mountains, the fjords, the waterfalls, and, of course, the people. And 2020 is going to be a great year for Carol and his team at Juven Tours and Travel. Call them now to reserve your spot on the Scandinavian Tour in May, the Norse Husfest Tour in May, the Norway Luxury Tour 1 leaving June 15th, or Norway Luxury Tour leaving July 20th, the Best of Norway Tour August 10th. And, of course, plenty of other destinations, including the South Pacific Wonders in a trip coming up this winter in February of 2020. Go to JuvenTours.com, JuvenTours.com for all the details, or call Juven Tours and Travel, 800-343-0093, or 701-237-9000.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on the mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
What's on Your Mind, brought to you in part by the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future, online at secureenergyfuture.org. Let me tell you just a little bit about the industry in North Dakota if you don't know. For one, affordable, reliable energy. Thank you, coal. Thank you, lignite. That's the industry that gives you that. So that's very important. But the jobs, the taxes paid, the input to the economy, all pretty amazing. $100 million in annual taxes going into our state coffers. $3 plus billion in economic impact, so, and about 15,000 good-paying jobs. Your neighbors. Find out more at secureenergyfuture.org. Finishing our chat with Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford today on the program. He was at Watford City, just outside Watford City, at the Garden Creek Gas Processing Plant. Three plants there, and on about 160 acres, about 26 acres impacted from the Gas Processing Plant 1. You mentioned earlier that the cleanup continuing now to the point where the liquid's done and now it's vapors that they're dealing with. So that's a good thing. The way forward here, I guess some people are suggesting that there wasn't enough transparency, that you couldn't find this
information out that's going on. And, you know, all it showed was 10 gallons and then unknown, and that was it. And then we get some memo that, you know, said worst case scenario up to 5.5 million. We know now the number is what? What do we think the number is going to be as far as the ultimate spill, Brent?
I think they know how much liquid they collected. So that amount that was reported was correct. I think it was 240,000 gallons. You know, I think they know that amount.
So is the question, where do you put that amount in the reporting that actually has been cleaned up, or how to update it regularly?
It would be in the reporting. It's just to say that if you ask for the spill report, that's the initial report, which by law, nobody can modify that. That's the initial document that nobody can redact that or put a red X through it, change the number on it. That initial spill report is what it is. But there's documentation with the health department, now the DEQ, all the way throughout this process for the last 4 years. But what they've got and you know, the spill response team is looking at is possibly having more, you know, like status updates posted online for people that are curious to see, you know, what these turn into, and having more, you know, more transparency. Governor's office, we're supportive of more transparency, you know, so that, I think that sounds like a good plan to move forward with. So these are all learning experiences, and this was handled in the correct fashion, but you know, you can understand why you'd wonder how it gets from 10 to 240,000. That's perfectly understandable. So there probably is a middle ground where you can show that with some transparency on the DEQ website, and we'd be supportive of that kind of transparency.
The unfortunate thing about a spill is that it is often used as a political, you know, incident for opponents of anything to do with fossil fuels. They don't want anything, and you know the climate change extremists use an incident like this to somehow suggest that see, this is terrible, this is awful. But I'm always amazed when you actually get under the hood a little bit, as we did with the Tesoro north of Tioga and that awful spill up there at the Jensen farm, of just the sheer amount of technology and the response that comes from these. And these are very costly to clean up. They're not, I mean, nobody wants these. This isn't something
nobody
that they
wants one.
Yeah,
nobody
that's I mean, do you think that you know, the reporting sort of goes a direction as to suggest somehow that you know, somebody you know, is being careless, and that's the reason that these happen? I mean, what do you think of the reporting on this?
The reporting is, I think that reporting is really dialed in. I mean, we're very responsive to the DEQ. The operators know there's going to be inspections eventually, and so they, and it's, you know, not extremely difficult to spot. So, I mean, it's something where they're proactive about it. It's not a fear-based system out there. They want to be transparent. The environmental health and safety professionals for these companies are under the same mindset as the scientists that work for the state of the DEQ. They want a clean environment. Their job is to help their company be as responsive as they can, operating under all applicable laws and responsibility. And that's their goal. You don't have people out there that want to have spills. It gets very costly. So, you know, speaking of EERC and speaking of research and technology, there's really cool things coming down the pike, things that you can actually do on the reservation but not off reservation. It's a technique called land farming, where you actually take the soil that has the hydrocarbons in it from a spill, and you put it up on the soil, on the path, on the field, and you just till it in over time, and it doesn't take that long, and the bacteria that comes into the soil to eat the hydrocarbons ends up dying and making that soil better when you're done remediating. There's all kinds of technology that can be used. So these don't have to be, you know, they can end in a positive way. They don't begin, a spill never ends in a, you know, never begins in a positive way, but it can end in a positive way. So we're always looking, striving towards better ways to handle this. And like I say, this one was handled properly by the DEQ, by One Oak. And, but I agree there could be more transparency along the way of how these spills and the remediation progresses. So, to look forward to that.
Yeah, makes sense. Anything else you want to tell us, Brent?
No, another great day in North Dakota. I'm over in Fargo with North Dakota Trade Office meeting today. So it's go, go, go. It's a lot going on, and it's an exciting time to be in public service in North Dakota. So thanks for the opportunity, as always, Scott. Appreciate it.
Yeah, you bet. Thanks, Brent. Appreciate it. And Brent was there, Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford, actually outside Watford City yesterday, visiting with officials at One Oak, getting an update on the plan and some information there about how that all was handled. Very different than, obviously, this That's not a news source. I don't know what to call it. Just a blog, somebody's opinion, climate change extremists that they're putting out 5.5 million gallons spilled trying to scare people when the situation's under control. So good news there, and maybe a lesson learned on how to get this information out. More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
For a few years, you've heard me talking about Every Day Made Better. I live it. In a hot spring spa from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Vince Webker, the owner, is here. So, Vince, I'm telling you, nobody should go through a winter like this without a hot tub, a sauna from Hot Spring Spas.
Well, nobody should go through life without a hot tub or a sauna. It actually makes you live better, possibly live longer. It corrects your wellness sins. You do things better by sitting in a hot tub or a sauna daily than you do without, because it does some stuff to the body that we could get into technically, but as I always say, it makes you physically better, mentally better, relationally better. To go through life without one, I think is tough, especially in the Western Hemisphere, where we're 25% more stressed out this year than we were last year, and it's just a way of life, and this thing is a true blue stress reliever.
And great financing right now. 60 months, no interest. 5 years, and you don't make your first payment for 6 months. Plus 12 months, no interest, no payments. That's another option. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, online at hotspringnb.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop, and no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.